Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
There's lots of news about the world's banks this morning. New York Community Bank will buy part of the failed Signature Bank. And overseas, the big Swiss bank, UBS, will buy its troubled rival, Credit Suisse. The reaction?
Shares of Credit Suisse dropped 63% in early trading on the Swiss stock exchange after UBS announced a nearly $3.25 billion deal orchestrated by regulators to stave off further turmoil in the global banking system. Swiss authorities urged UBS to take over its smaller rival after a plan for Credit Suisse to borrow up to 50 billion francs failed to reassure investors and bank customers. I'm Donna Warder.
China's President Xi Jinping arrived in Moscow this morning on a three-day visit as Russia's war in Ukraine grinds on. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate the meeting between visiting Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Moscow. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there are concerns China may agree to help Putin in the war effort.
China has not condemned Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are still buying Russian oil and energy resources.
He tells Fox News Sunday experts wonder if there will be talk of a China-brokered ceasefire, which would give Putin a strategic advantage. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More testimony today before a New York grand jury. This time we're hearing a lawyer allied with former President Trump. Trump will testify in the hush money investigation. Miami Beach's mayor says they don't want spring break in their city. There were two separate shootings Friday night and early Sunday that left two people dead. The city imposed an overnight curfew. About 43,000 people died in Somalia's drought last year. That from a new report. This is AP News. To the movies now with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
Shazam! Fury of the Gods had a disappointing debut weekend in theaters, but still made enough to be number one at the box office.
Hey, Khaleesi!
Shazam! Fury of the Gods made $30.5 million in its first weekend in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. It was expected to make at least $35 million. The first Shazam debuted with more than $53 million in 2019. Last week's number one, Scream 6, drops to second. Creed 3 takes number 3, followed by 65. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, is in fifth place.
The AP's Margie Zarletta reporting. A TV meteorologist in Los Angeles is recovering after fainting on the air during a weekend newscast. Alyssa Carlson, in a post on Facebook, thanked viewers for all the texts, calls, and well wishes. "I am going to be okay," she wrote. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Donald Trump calls for protests as he predicts his arrest, while his former vice president calls the investigation political and says people have a right to peacefully assemble. Mike Pence says with all the problems in New York, the Manhattan DA doesn't need to investigate hush money payments to women who allege sexual encounters with Trump.
Just feels like a politically charged prosecution.
Trump has said he expects to be arrested Tuesday and is calling for protests.
The American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble.
The former vice president also says people are frustrated about
what they sense is a two-tier justice system in this country. I think is well-founded.
Pence made his comments on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos during a visit to Iowa, an early voting state, and said he's giving serious consideration to running for president. Julie Walker, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. Baylor has been bounced from the NCAA men's basketball tournament, as have Indiana and Kentucky. Creighton earned an 85-76 win over Baylor as Ryan Nemhart scored 30 points on 8 of 13 shooting.
It's a great feeling. That's what you want as a basketball player. You put in the work, you stay consistent with your work, and that's the feeling you want. The rim kind of felt a little bit bigger tonight, so luckily I made some shots, and we're looking forward to the Sweet 16.
Kansas State received 27 points and 9 assists from Marquise Noel in a 75-69 downing of Kentucky.
I noticed that they was playing me for the pass a little bit more, and that's when the two quick turnovers
us came, you know, within the first 5 minutes. So I just figured that, you know, I go downhill and be aggressive and look for my own shot.
Miami rolled to an 85-69 win over Indiana behind Isaiah Wong's 27 points and 9 boards.
The last 2 years we went to Sweet 16 and last year Elite 8. And it's just I'm appreciative, and I just love this team.
Michigan State and UConn also reached the Sweet 16, as did Xavier, Florida Atlantic, and Gonzaga. NBA and the West leading Nuggets had dropped 5 of 6 before Sunday's 108-102 win at Brooklyn. Nikola Jokic notched his 28th triple-double of the season. Jamal Murray scored 20 of his 25 points in the first quarter.
Came out strong, came out aggressively. I felt like we did a good job for the most part holding the lead and just keeping them at bay.
Other NBA winners were the Bucks, Clippers, Heat, Pelicans, Spurs, Thunder, and Lakers. NHL and Jeremy Swayman posted his second consecutive shutout as the Bruins blasted the Sabres 7-0.
It wouldn't be possible without the guys taking initiative in the defensive zone and blocking big shots all the way to the end. You know, it's special to see with a group like this.
The Rangers followed Saturday's 6-0 win over the Penguins with a 7-0 dismantling of the Predators. The Wild, Golden Knights, Devils, Blues, and Canucks also won. Taylor Moore was one stroke better than Jordan Spieth in winning the Valspar Championship. And Joey Logano won NASCAR's Cup race in Atlanta. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
I'm Archie Zaralletta with an entertainment update. Actor Lance Reddick, who had roles in the TV series The Wire and in the John Wick movies, has died at the age of 60. His publicist says Reddick died suddenly on Friday, but gave no details. Reddick said in a 2012 AP interview he was proud of his work on The Wire.
When you step back and when you actually look at it, you think, wow, I'm in that group.
Mess with Ticketmaster and Taylor Swift tickets last year. Swift kicked off her Eras Tour Friday in Glendale, Arizona, ending with the song Karma. She told the crowd of more than 70,000 she realized it took considerable effort for them to be there. That is the song Tag You It by late rapper Coolio. It's the first single from an album called Long Live Coolio that his estate will release later this year. Coolio was working on new music when he died of cardiac arrest in September. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.